Social media has infiltrated the courtroom. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Thaddeus Hoffmeister, professor of law at the University of Dayton, examines the problem with having loose thumbs in the jury box.
Social media posts can sink a plaintiff or defendant's chance for a fair and impartial trial, judge, or jury, as well as influence investigations. The impact of social media has been felt in every corner of our society, including the law. From marketing to employment, to criminal law to copyright, and beyond, virtually every legal field has been changed by social media. My research has found a state judicial commission telling a judge his Facebook post casts reasonable doubt on his capacity to act impartially in the performance of his duties. A lawyer who received a 90-day suspension for unprofessional responses to Facebook messages from a client. In one sexual assault case in England, a juror held a poll with Facebook friends about whether she should vote guilty or not guilty. A judge in Arkansas overturned a death penalty case because a juror wouldn't stop tweeting. The biggest problem is that jurors are relying on information that's not presented in court. If you're a digital native, your answer to everything is, "I'll Google it." And since MTV's Real World, you have a generation who wants to tell the world what they're doing at all times. Exploring and explaining these cases will help eliminate surprises for lawyers and their clients, and provide law students with a blueprint for navigating this area of the law. My research has found allowing jurors to ask witnesses questions and improving instructions to jurors have been some of the best methods to fixing the problem. Virtual sequestration from electronic devices could be another tactic. It is cheaper than the traditional physical sequestration, and it's better for jurors than being in a hotel. So as courts continue to strive for the whole truth and nothing but the truth, I've found the best advice is don't look for it on your phone or computer.
That was Thaddeus Hoffmeister of the University of Dayton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.